Begin the current Daf Masechtas Brachas Daf Nun Ches. Begin in Amud Beis. Begin the taste of the Maskel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Haroi Chaveira Achar Shleishim Yem. Someone sees his friend after 30 days. Oymer Shachiyanu. He makes the Brach of Shachiyanu. Taste comes to explain that that's specific only if he's happy when he sees him. That is the Gemara said this Halachi says Shachiyanu. So Oymer Ri says Davka Chaveira Chavvlam. It's only if it's a very dear friend of his. But if it's any other situation, but even if it's of its friend, but not a very dear friend that he's very overjoyed by seeing him, then like one would not make this bracha. Continue to the next Tez Dibim Aslo. Tez begins with the words of the Gemara, Vilon Hu Demikareya. It's actually this bottom heaven that's called Viloin that tore open. Umerzi Nahayr Birkiya, and you see the light from the heaven on top of it, which is called Rikiya, which Tez can explain. And which is a machlekes in Rashi, exactly what is this answer going on? In our Mishnah, we learned that on Zikin, you make the bracha shekoichik v'rasim ola oil. So the Gemara brings from Shmuel that he says, what's Zikin? That's a shooting star, koichiv shavit, which looks like an arrow which is shooting in the sky from one place to another place, which the Gemara said. Shmuel said that we have a tradition that it doesn't pass through the cluster of stars called the ksil. Because if it would, then the world would not be able to stand. On that, the Gemara asks, we see that it does pass through this constellation of stars called Kassil. And that the Gemara answers, no. This shooting star that we're talking about doesn't pass through. It's the light, the glimmer from it that passes through. And it looks like as if the star itself passed through, but it doesn't pass through. Now, Rav Bredi Beshua, he explains that is actually where the lower sky called Vilon tears open, and then you see the light from the sky on top of it, which is totally full of light, and through that tear you could see that upper sky which has the sun and the stars that are shining over there. Now, that says Taisus Lafi Inyan Mashma. According to the context of the Gemara, it sounds like the Bar of Hun Lataritz that Rav Hun is coming to give another answer on the question on Shmuel that we asked. Shmuel said there's a tradition that the shooting star does not pass through Ksil. That eye we see that it does. So the Gemara, again, like we said, mentions one answer that no, it doesn't pass through. It just looks like because the shine of it passes through. That Rav Hun is coming to answer, no, deloy over Kisla. No, truth is that the shooting star does not pass through these cluster of stars, this mazel called Ksil. And although there's a great light, that's from, like what Rav Hun said, that's when this lower sky tears open and you see the great light from the sky that's on top of it. And it looks like as if the shooting star went through those mazalas of Ksil. That's what it sounds like, says Taisus. And v'loi koyam asnitin lefrushi my zikin. Rav Hun is not coming to explain the halacha of the Mishnah to explain what is zikin. And the proof of this is because the Harav Ashi de Basrei, because right after Rav Hun, you have Rav Ashi, who's koy Ashi Nua, he's going on to answer the question that the Gemara had asked of deloi over Kisla. That was a question that was asked on Shmuel, that we asked on Shmuel, what do you mean? How can you say that it doesn't pass through Ksil? You see that it does. That he came to explain, that he says that, no, he said that the truth is that it's these two stars that are on either side, and although it looks like it's passing through, it's actually just that one is uprooted, and the other one gets scared off and therefore it shakes, so it looks like as if it passed through. But from the fact that we see that Rav Ashi, who's after Rav Hun, is another answer on the question of on Shmuel, so what happens is you have one answer before Rav Hun that's answering the question on Shmuel. Then you have Rav Hun, and then you have another answer from Rav Ashi going on the same question as Shmuel. Therefore, obviously, the context seems to tell us that these are three different answers on the question on Shmuel. Does this shooting star pass through Ksil? Says the Gemara, no. Answer number one, although it seems like it is, it's really the shine. Answer number two, like Taisa says, it's actually, what happens is that it's just that the sky tears open and then you see the shine from the sky on top of it, and that makes it look like as if it went through. And then number three is that it's the two stars on either side, one got uprooted and the other one then gets scared and shakes, so it looks like it went from one place to the next place. But it's the all three answering the question on Shmuel and says Taisa the Udalai Kepirish Rashi. Now like Rashi that he explained that this middle interpretation of Huna is not going to answer the question on Shmuel. Rather he's coming to explain what is it that the Mishnah means Zikin. So he disagrees. Shmuel said Zikin is a shooting star. And he says, no, what's the Zikin that you make the bracha shekoichik v'rasim ola oilam? This interpretation says that it's when you see this shine, that when the sky tears open and you see light on top of that, that's a kayach and gevura of Hashem, that's moli olam, and that's what this zikin is. That's the interpretation of Rashi, but Tais says again, from the context, it would sound like, not like Rashi, rather it's the second of three answers on the question of Shmuel, that it appears like that the shooting star passed through Ksil, and that he's saying, no, it doesn't. That shine is coming from the tear in the bottom sky, that you see the sky on top of that.